This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Lansing City Finance Director Jerry Ambrose defending Mayor Virge Brennero against the suggestion that he supports raising taxes to repair sidewalks. He talked to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
Part of the information that's been talked about at the Public Service Board has been the potential of a sidewalk millage. That should not be confused with Mayor Brennero recommending a sidewalk millage.
An Ingham County jury finding a former MSU medical student guilty this week for the home invasion and assault of an elderly Lansing couple. While the defense argued the 30-year-old Peterson Hake was insane at the time he committed the crime, a jury concluded he was mentally ill. Assistant Prosecutor Patrick O'Keefe tells WILS why.
They apparently did not believe that that rose to the level where he didn't understand reality or that he couldn't appreciate the wrongfulness of his actions.
He considered a run for governor earlier this year, but a well-known attorney is seeking a different office. Rich Hurl has the story you first heard here.
WILS was the first radio station to report that attorney Jeffrey Feiger has announced he's running for mayor of Detroit in 2013. He also says the gubernatorial race between Lansing Mayor Virge Brennero and businessman Rick Snyder is the key reason for his decision. Carol Kane from the Detroit Free Press spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly.
It was going to be Governor Snyder or Governor Brennero, and he sees either one of them as putting Detroit in the centerpiece of what they're going to be doing.
Kane also quoted Feiger as saying that all he needs to get going to become mayor is help from Lansing. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
The trial of Wayne Daggett now set to proceed in 55th District Court. Judge Donald Allen ruling that Daggett will face four felony counts. The Greenleaf Smokers Club founder accused of storing over 100 pounds of marijuana. His lawyer says this is a case of entrapment with a government informant suggesting Daggett store the large amount of pot. General Motors board member and future CEO Dan Ackerson says he has a lot of work ahead but is confident of GM's long-term success. Ackerson takes over for Ed Whitaker September 1st.
I'd like to thank Ed for building a strong market position and giving this iconic company a bright future.
And this weekend marks the Great Lakes Folk Festival, kicking off tonight in downtown East Lansing. With rain in the forecast for much of the weekend, communications director Laura Halu tells WILS.
We do have tented coverage for a lot of our program areas. So the event will go on rain or shine, and we're hoping some adventurous people will come on out and those showers will just maybe be scattered or stirred around us.
Lansing's finance director speaking out on WILS, challenging Councilwoman Carol Wood, who says Mayor Virge Brennero would consider a millage to repair sidewalks. Jerry Ambrose says the mayor has not proposed a tax increase.
When you look at all the alternatives, of course, there's one alternative that says, well, let's just raise taxes. That doesn't mean anybody's decided to recommend a sidewalk millage. Mm-hmm. So I just think that Councilmember Wood is off base in that statement.
Former MSU medical student Peter Hake found guilty this week for a home break-in and beating of an elderly Lansing couple 2 years ago. Hake was found guilty but mentally ill by the jury. Ingham County Assistant Prosecutor Patrick O'Keefe tells WILS what that will mean.
Whoever is incarcerating him would be required to treat his mental illness either through medication or some type of therapy. He could be sentenced the same as someone who was convicted outright.
WILS, the first radio station to report that attorney Jeffrey Feiger has announced he's running for mayor of Detroit in 2013. He says either of the current gubernatorial candidates would make the Motor City a focal point in the recovery. Carol Kane from the Detroit Free Press spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly.
With Detroit really getting some help and assistance from Lansing, he said that's the right stuff. That's all he needs to get going to become mayor.
And one in every 269 Michigan properties in foreclosure last month, the state ranking sixth nationwide with almost 19,000 properties going through foreclosure between June and July. WILS is the first radio station to report that attorney Jeffrey Feiger has announced he's running for the mayor of Detroit in 2013. He also says the gubernatorial race between Lansing Mayor Virge Brennero and businessman Rick Snyder is the key reason for his decision. Carol Kane from the Detroit Free Press spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly.
It was going to be Governor Snyder or Governor Brennero, and he sees either one of them as putting Detroit in the centerpiece of what they're going to be doing.
Lansing City officials say no changes are expected with the yellow cab business, despite plans to add up to 80 more parking spaces at the Cedar Street location. Councilwoman Carol Wood on WILS.
It was important to look at that particular parcel and how we could increase parking for that area with some of the development and things that have gone on.
He's being credited with leading GM out of bankruptcy to become a profitable automaker. CEO Ed Whitaker stepping down on September 1st. He says he reached his goal.
We have put a strong foundation in place, so I am very comfortable with my timing. I am also very comfortable with the board's decision to make Dan Ackerson the next CEO.
A fight between two Lansing men leaving them both in the hospital. Police say the two acquaintances got into a brawl last night using a screwdriver and a wooden club. The altercation occurring at Larch and Shiawassee. Alcohol was a factor and charges are pending. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low around 70. On Saturday, morning showers are likely, then mostly cloudy and hot, high near 90. And Sunday, a 40% chance of rain, partly cloudy, high near 85. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.